You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at the matchup for the men's contest. The Dort College Defender men come into tonight's contest 5-3. They have losses to Waldorf, Viterbo, and Dakota Wesley. And Dort College is outscoring teams 91.4 to 69.7 and out-rebound teams 46.1 to 32.3. The Defenders are shooting 47.7% from the field and 40.8% from the three-point line. And that should read a 75.8 points per game advantage. Dort College 91.4, opponent 75.8. Dalton Franken leads the team with 20.4 points per game. He's leading the team with 7.8 rebounds per contest while converting 51.7% of his field goals. Alec Henriksen scores 14.1 points per game. He's made 50% of his three-point shots. Taylor Feenster and Marcus Winterfield scored 9.1 and 8.6 points per game. Alex Terstra is coming off of the bench for an 8.6 average. The Briarcliff men are 4-2 overall, 0-2 in the G-Pack. They've outscored teams 86.2 at 81.8. Charger men have losses to Hastings and Northwestern in the G-Pack and wins over Mount Marcy, Peru State, Mayville State, and Dakota State. Teams are out-rebounding the Chargers 38.3 to 37.2. Eric Erdman has scored 21.8 points per game. He converts 47.8% of his field goals. Brian Forbes has 16.3 points per game to go with 7.8 rebounds. Jordan Eisman and Jay Wolf are averaging 10.3 and 10.2 points per game, respectively. Shane Graves is scoring 8 points per game with 18 assists. Last outing, Briarcliff won a non-conference contest with Dakota State 94-74. Forbes had 22 points and 13 rebounds. Erdman had 15 points. The Defender men lost a 118-111 overtime game with Dakota Wesleyan. Game was tied 90-90 at the end of regulation after Wesleyan hit a three-point basket with 4 seconds left. Dort never led in the overtime and was led by Franken's 34 points and 12 rebounds. Alec Henriksen added 24 points. O'Donnell and Leighton Sampson each had 14 points for the Defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Let's pause now for our national anthem.
And you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at twilight's last gleaming, whose the stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets and
Aaron Van Beek singing our national anthem this evening, doubling as manager tonight for the Dort College men's basketball team. Let's take a look at your starting lineups for tonight's contest. First of all, for the visitors from Briarcliff, they will start number 2, Shane Graves, a 5'10 senior from Sioux City, averaging 8 points per game. Number 5 is Jay Wolf, a 6'4 sophomore from Creston, Iowa, averaging 10.2 points per outing. Number 12 is Jordan Eisma, 6'4 senior from Lamar's, averaging 10.3 points per game. Eric Erdmans, a 5'11 sophomore from Forest City, averaging 21.8 points per game. And Brian Forbes is a 6'5 senior from Lone Tree, Iowa, averaging 16.3 points per game. Again for Briarcliff and Coach Nick Nelson, it'll be Graves, Wolf, Eisma, Erdman, and Forbes. For the Dort College Defenders, they'll start number 1, Andrew O'Donnelly, 6'3 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 7.8 points per game. Alec Henriksen is a 6'2 sophomore from Spear Lake, averaging 14.1 points per outing. Number 4 is Marcus Winterfeld, a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 7.9 points per game. Number 33, Dalton Franken, the most recent member of the 1,000-point club for the Dart College Defenders, the 36th men's basketball player to achieve the feat. He's a 6'5 junior from Atlantic, averaging 20.4 points per game. And Leighton Sampson rounds out the starting five for Dart College. He's a 6'5 junior from Worthington, averaging 6.9 points per game. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Trying to get everything situated for tonight's contest. And the Briarcliff Chargers in their road blues. Dort College in their home whites. Marcus Winterfeld will be jumping center for the defenders against Jordan Eisma for the Briarcliff Chargers. And we are just about set for basketball. Both teams defending the opening tap, and it's controlled by Briarcliff. Briarcliff for the basketball. And the Chargers set it up. They pass left side over to Erdman. Erdman with it out front. Eric Erdman on the right side. Pulls up from 15. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Alec Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen up and running with it. He brings it into the front court. His short shot in the lane is good. Alec Henriksen with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders take the lead 2-0. 2-0 our score. With it on the right side, Forbes. Forbes picks up his dribble. He passes left side, gets it away to Graves. Graves, off-balance shot in the lane, is good. Shane Graves ties it up 2-2. 2-2 our score. With it on the right side, Henriksen. Henriksen, left side pass goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Winterfeld. Winterfeld feeds it down low for Sampson. Sampson double team, kick out back over to Franken. Franken right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell spin move down to the baseline, feeds it for Sampson. They bring the double, and it's stripped away. Coming up with the basketball is Graves. Graves with the basketball, no look pass right side. Layup is good. Brian Forbes with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 4-2. 4-2 our score. They go Winterfeld, and Winterfeld travels with it. Didn't put it on the floor quickly enough. And Dort College turns it over. 18:43 remaining, first half of basketball. Dort College trails 4-2 in the early going. 4-2 our score. Briarcliff in front. Chargers have the basketball. Pulling up, shooting the long three is Graves. Graves shot no good. Rebound taken on by O'Donnell. Here comes Dort College. Andrew into the front court, feeds it to Winterfeld. Winterfeld puts it on the deck, back over to Henriksen. Henriksen driving in. Nothing there. Tripped up on the play. Loose ball picked up by Briarcliff and Wolf. Wolf's shot blocked by Sampson. Now fight for the rebound. Taken away by Eisma. He missed it. Dort College doesn't have the numbers. Andrew O'Donnell on the left side. O'Donnell driving in. Tries to find Sampson. It's off of Sampson's knee. Right to a Briarcliff player, Shane Graves. Graves to Erdman. Erdman drives in. Erdman kick out pass. Right side, Forbes. Forbes in traffic. Tries to dump it off. It's taken back by Sampson. Sampson over the basketball. Sampson brings it into the front court to O'Donnell. O'Donnell will walk it across the timeline. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball in between the circles. Dort College down 4-2. 17:40 left to play first half. Left side elbow. It goes to Sampson. Sampson gives it up to Franken. And Franken has it swiped away from him, and it goes off of his leg and out of bounds. Briarcliff for the basketball. Bringing it up is Shane Graves. Shane Graves setting the offense. Goes back to Wolf. Wolf, Forbes. Forbes puts it on the deck. Drives in, draws some contact, and a foul called on the play against the defenders. And Brian Forbes will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. So Brian Forbes to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul on the play called on Dort College and Leighton Sampson. First free throw on the way for Forbes is off the mark, no good. Forbes is a 72% free throw shooter. He's got another one coming. So Forbes, second free throw is up and good. So Forbes makes one of two. And the defenders trail 5-2. O'Donnell, left side, Franken. Franken, jumper, left side, missed it. Too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Briarcliff and Forbes. Forbes with it on the left wing. Forbes will pull up. Cast up a three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken on the floor. Left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it to Henriksen. Henriksen, Winterfeld. Winterfeld looking for it. Winterfeld goes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell feeds it to Sampson. Sampson puts it on the deck, and it's swiped away by Forbes. Taken back by Graves. Graves driving in. His off-balance shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dort College and Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen on the left side. Feeds it into the corner. Winterfeld. Winterfeld three. Good. Marcus Winterfeld with a three-point bucket, and we're tied 5-5. 5-5 our score. Comes back over to Forbes. Forbes to Erdman. Erdman back outside. Wolf. Shot no good. Three players on the floor right now. They get it ahead to Henriksen. Henriksen driving in. Off-balance shot with the right hand. No good on the runner. Rebound cleared by Wolf. Wolf with the basketball. This is Jay Wolf. Wolf back to Forbes. Forbes long three. Missed it. No good. And right now both teams pretty easy with the shots. Taking the first available shot, it seems, in Dort College. They dump it underneath for Sampson. Sampson's shot no good, but he's fouled on the play, and Layton will go to the free throw line to shoot two. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa. 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web. KDCR88.5.com. First free throw by Sampson is up and hangs on the rim and falls through. Layton's first free throw is up and good. Gives Dort College a lead at 6-5. A second free throw on the way now for Layton. Trying to give Dort College a two-point lead. And this one's up and no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers have it. Graves will bring it up. Graves passes right side, gets the return pass. Dort College with a 6-5 lead. Graves kicks it into the corner with a basketball. Jordan Comstock. Comstock driving in, left baseline, good. Jordan Comstock with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 7-6. 7-6 our score, Winterfeld. Winterfeld left side, Franken. Franken with the basketball, Terpstra. Terpstra at the top of the key. Terpster back to Henriksen. Henriksen with the ball. Henriksen crosses over. His pull-up from 17. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Graves. Here comes Briarcliff with the basketball. Graves up the floor, and we've got a foul called out front. That's going to go on Dort College and Marcus Winterfeld. Winterfeld whistled for foul number one. So Dort College will inbound the basketball. Shane Graves to toss it in. Graves gets the return pass. Graves with it on the left elbow. Dumps it underneath. Easy shot for Blake Wilchin, and Wilchin makes it 9-6. Wilchin, a junior from Lamar's. Pass goes left side. Barkema, Dort College with Chad Barkema on the floor for the first time. They give it to Feenstra. Feenstra reverses outside Henriksen. Henriksen three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Barkema, no. Lost it on the way down. Picked up by Briarcliff and Graves. Graves of the basketball. Dort College down three, 9-6. Graves stops. Back out front, Wilchin. Wilchin gives it up to Jordan Comstock. Back to Graves. Graves missed it. Rebound, though, cleared by Briarcliff. Out front with the basketball is Jackson Lamb. Now Wolf. Wolf, 16-footer, is good from straight on. Jay Wolf with a two-point basket. It's 11-6. 11-6 our score. Right side pass, Terpstra. Terpstra to Franken. Franken shot from the top of the key. Short, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Briarcliff. Jordan Comstock with it. Back over to Graves. Graves stops. Comes back to Wilchin. Wilchin back to Graves. Graves at the top of the key. Now the free throw line. Stops in the middle of the lane. Fires it back outside for Wolf. Long three on the way is up and good. Three-point bucket by Jackson Lamb, and the Chargers lead at 14-6. 14-6 the score. Pass goes left side over to Barkema. Barkema to Terpstra. Terpstra left side. Back to Barkema. Barkema out front, Terpstra. Terpstra into the corner. with the basketball. Henriksen, he'll let fly with a three. It's good. Alec Henriksen with 5 points, and the defenders trail 14-9. 14-9, our score. Comes back to Jackson Lamb. Lamb on the basketball, Graves. Three by Wilchin, not good. Rebound Feenstra. Feenstra clears it to Henriksen. Henriksen into the front court. Henriksen driving in with the right hand. It's good. Alec Henriksen with 7 points. Stuart College down three, 14-11. 14-11, our score. Wolf, right side, Graves. Graves has squeezed off a couple of threes already, but has yet to hit one. Instead, they pass into the corner. Nothing there. Lamb. Lamb, Wilchin. Wilchin, three, in and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Henriksen. Here comes Dort College. Henriksen up the floor with the basketball. Henriksen, right side, Terp. Terp, three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound tip, taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra, bucket, good. Taylor Feenstra with a putback off of the missed shot. And he's got a chance to tie it now for the Dort College defenders. Feenstra will shoot a free throw and tries to knot it up here at 14-14. 12-10 remaining here in the first half. Feenstra, 17 of 22 from the free throw line, now 18 of 23, tying it up at 14 with 12-10 remaining. Bringing the basketball up is Erdman. Erdman, they go bounce pass, right side Jordan Eisma. Jordan Eisma back to Forbes. Forbes, kick out pass, gets the return now to Brian Forbes. Forbes working against Barkema. Out front, three, catch and fire, it's good. Jackson Lamb with a three, he's got six. And the Chargers retake the lead at 17-14, 11:42 remaining in this half. Pass deflected, and Terpstra looking for O'Donnell. Ball goes out of bounds, and Danny Voss will check into the ballgame. Voss is in. Terpstra checks out. So Danny Voss checking into the contest. Senior from Ripon, California. Erdman with it on the right wing. Erdman, pocket pass, Eisma. Eisma, lay-in, good. Jordan Eisma with a two-point basket, and Briarcliff reopens a five-point lead, 19-14. 19-14, our score. O'Donnell's pass down around the feet of Josh Van Langen, and chasing it down was Danny Voss to prevent a lay-in. Sador College, some uncustomary mistakes here early on in this one. Erdman to throw the ball in. Eismus lets it through his fingers, but Erdman chases it down. Left side pass, Comstock, and Comstock is fouled on the play. Comstock is fouled by Josh Van Langen. It's foul number one on Van Langen. So Dort College will trigger it. Oh, play defense now, I'm sorry. Briarcliff will trigger. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Comes into Eisma. Eisma puts it on the deck. Hard to the hoop. Puts it up against Winterfeld. Winterfeld blocks it. O'Donnell chases it down, but he steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball with 25 seconds on the shot clock. Erdman inbounding. Gets the return pass. Three from the left corner is good for Eric Erdman. Erdman makes it 22-14. Briarcliff in front by eight. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell on the left wing. Andrew gets it back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld splashes in a three from the left corner. So Winterfeld makes it a five-point ball game again at 22-17. Briarcliff basketball. Out front is Jay Wolf. Jay Wolf, they feed it off, and Wolf gets a return pass. He's got four, and the defenders trail 24-17. O'Donnell back to Sampson, and Sampson is fouled on the play. Nope, they're going to call a charging foul on Leighton Sampson. Jordan Eisma set up to take the charge, and Sampson whistled for the personal. That's number two on Sampson. 10-19 remaining. Briarcliff has the basketball with the length of the floor in front of them. Brian Forbes to trigger it in. And the Chargers will walk it up with Shane Graves. Shane Graves. Pass it to Eisma. Eisma on the right elbow. Eisma is going to go in, right side. Shot is up and good. Jordan Eisma with 4 points, and the defenders trail 26-17. 26-17. Right side pass. They feed it underneath to Sampson. Sampson of the basketball. Sampson, short shot, no good. Rebound tapped by Franken. Unable to control it, though. Here comes Briarcliff. Briarcliff for the basketball. Briarcliff working it around with a 9-point lead, 26-17. That was after Dort College just tied it at 14. And hitting the long three is Brian Forbes. He's got six. And the defenders trail 29-17, and Dort College needs a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Scores from earlier today in women's basketball: Concordia over Doan, 77-56. Northwestern a winner over Morningside, 98-97. Dakota Wesleyan drops Mount Marty, 74-66. That one was played in Yankton. And the game you heard on KDCR, Briarcliff, a 60-59 winner over the Dort College defenders. Midland defeats the College of, double check that, Midland 84, CSM 69. So Midland gets their first win of the conference season in women's play. Dort College down by a dozen, 29-17. Alec Henriksen with it on the right wing. Alec with the basketball, driving in, right-handed shot, no good, but there for the tap-in is Taylor Feenstra. Taylor Feenstra with a 2-point basket. He's got five, and the defenders trail by 10, 29-19. On the right side, Wolf. Wolf gives to Eisma. Eisma with the basketball on the right wing. Eisma puts it on the floor, lost it. It's down on the floor. He's looking for someone to pass to. And now a held ball. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College forces a tie-up. Eisma and Feenstra tangled up. So Dort College down 10, 29-19. Dort College needed to use a timeout. Down by 12. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van Engelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Miscommunication on the offense. Briarcliff fortunately lets it go out of bounds after they touched it. 29-19, Dort College down 10. 8:46 remaining first half. Winterfeld gets it inbounded to Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball, gives it up O'Donnell. O'Donnell will set the offense. O'Donnell tries to pass it, and it's kicked by Graves. Reset the shot clock to 15. It'll be Dort College basketball. Inbounding the basketball will be Winterfeld. Winterfeld gets it inbounded to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell is going to be called for a charge. O'Donnell off the dribble, cleared a little bit of a path for himself, gets called for a charge. And the Briarcliff Chargers have the basketball back. 29-19, Dort College down 10. Briarcliff with an opportunity to build on the lead. Shane Graves into the front court. Graves with it. He passes over to Wolf, and Wolf travels with it. So Wolf travels with the basketball. Dort College will have it back. Dort College will be inbounding. Winterfeld will toss it in. And Alec Henriksen will bring the ball up. Henriksen across half court. He's in between the circles now. Passes left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell cut off, double teamed. O'Donnell reverses to Winterfeld. Winterfeld drives into the lane, puts it up. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. This team down 29-19. Winterfeld has a couple of threes already to his credit today. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. Winterfeld's first free throw is good. He's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for Winterfeld. 29-20, Dort College down 9. The freshman from Sioux Center puts it up and down. He's got 8 points, and the defenders trail 29-21. 8:10 left to play, first half. Wolf passes left side, Erdman. Erdman with the basketball. Erdman feeds it left side, gets the return pass. This is Comstock. Comstock's pass deflected, picked up. Wolf, nothing there. Comstock, 8 to shoot. Comes back over to Wolf to Graves. Graves trying to dump it off, and it's tipped out of bounds. That's touched by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will have the basketball back after the turnover. There was 1 second on the shot clock when the ball went out of bounds. So one way or the other, in all likelihood, Dort College was getting the basketball back. Pass goes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it. Winterfeld. 29-21 our score. Pass goes in. And the Dort College defenders, they pass left side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld rolls it down low for Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball, and Feenstra throws it away. Chasing it into the backcourt. Ball goes out of bounds. And it's 31-21. Dort College down by 10. Our score. Pass goes right side, Wolf. Wolf gives it up to Erdman. Erdman with the basketball. Erdman to Wilchin. Wilchin puts it up. Shot is good. Blake Wilchin with 4 points, and the defenders trail 33-21. 33-21 our score. And the Dort College defenders and inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it inbounded to Alec Henriksen. Henriksen to Frank, and Franken dumps it underneath for Feenstra. Feenstra up strong with the right hand. Good. Taylor Feenstra with a 2-point basket. He's got 7. And the Dort College defenders on the defensive end. Now ball tapped out, controlled by Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen drives to the hoop. His layup is good. Henriksen now with 9, and the Dort College defenders trail 33-25 with a 3-point play opportunity on the way for Henriksen. Our score. Alec Henriksen. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 33-26 our score. Right side with it is Erdman. Erdman tries to pass it off. Right side. Gets it away. And the ball deflected out, picked up by Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball, and Henriksen has it tapped away out of bounds. 33-26 the score. So 33-26, Dort College down 7. 5:55 remaining. And Chad Barkema will inbound the basketball. Barkema gets the ball inbounded to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the ball. O'Donnell gives it up Franken. Franken shot in the lane, no good. And the tap-in by Dort College. And coming up with a tap-in is Josh Van Langen. And the Dort College defender showing some signs of life here, down by 5, 33-28. 5:39 remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. Briar Cliff basketball with it on the left side is Jackson Lamb. Lamb to Eisma. Eisma gives it up to Graves. Graves dumps it underneath Eisma. Eisma blocked on the play, gets his own rebound back, loses it on the way up. It'll be Dort College basketball. No. They say it was touched last by the Dort College defenders. Briar Cliff and Shane Graves. Graves inbounds right side, gets the ball inbounded, shot no good from the right wing, and the rebound is cleared by Alec Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen driving in and tries to dump it for Van Langen, and it's taken away by Briar Cliff and Wolf. Wolf puts it up, and he is blocked on the play by Barkema, but they're going to call a foul on Barkema. So Barkema whistled for the personal foul. That's his first. Inbound, and shooting free throws now will be Jay Wolf. First free throw, no good. Another one on the way for Jay Wolf. Wolf, a sophomore from Creston, Iowa. The Dort College coaching staff asking for a travel call. Not going to get one tonight the way it looks. Another one on the way for Wolf, trying to extend the lead back to 6. 33-28 our score. Second free throw is up and good. So Wolf makes one of two free throws. He's got 5 points. And the defenders trail by 6, 34-28. Barkema gets the ball inbounded to O'Donnell. O'Donnell up the right sideline, and a foul called on the play against Briar Cliff and Jackson Lamb. That is foul number 7 on the Briar Cliff Chargers in this half. Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. Their number is 722-1902 to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. O'Donnell makes both free throws. Defenders back to within 4 at 34-30. So Dort College trying to fight back from a double-digit deficit. Forbes runner, no good, but a foul on the play called. Foul's going to go on Dort College. And Chad Barkema, that's number 2 on Barkema. Barkema and Van Langen check out. Feenstra and Winterfeld check in. So free throws on the way for Brian Forbes. Forbes shooting a 1-1, as they say the foul came before the shot attempt. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another one on the way. And Brian Forbes trying to extend the lead back to 6. Free throw is up. Free throws off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Feenstra. So Dort College can cut it to 3 with a 2, or to 2 with a 3. O'Donnell, Henriksen. Henriksen on the left side. Alec with it, gets around Erdman. Double team, puts it up. A little bit of contact, no call made. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Comes back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld outside Henriksen. Henriksen on the left wing. Now Franken. Franken to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, deep right corner. A three-pointer for O'Donnell is good. He's got 5. 35-33, Dort College down 2. Driving in right side, Eisma. Eisma gives it to Forbes. Forbes bucket good. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Foul called on Dort College and Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for his first. And Brian Forbes will go to the free throw line to shoot a free throw for the three-point play opportunity. 37-33, our score. Free throw on the way for Forbes is up, no good. Rebound controlled by Franken. Score stands at 37-33. Dort College down four with the basketball. Right side, Henriksen. Henriksen on the wing. Alec with the basketball. Alec setting the offense. He's going to drive right hand. Lace it up with the right hand. And Alec Henriksen is going to be called for charging. Charging called against Henriksen. With 3:55 left to go in the first half. Dort College trails 37-33. Briarcliff has the basketball back. Forbes will get the ball inbounded. He throws it into Shane Graves. Graves setting the offense for the Chargers. Graves will drive in with a left hand. It's good. Shane Graves gets around his defensive player. He's got four in the defender's trail, 39-33. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell passes over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld feeds it to Franken. Franken on the left wing. Comes back to Henriksen. Henriksen three-pointer off the heel, too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Forbes. Forbes gets it left side, back over to Graves. Graves back to Forbes. Forbes three, too strong off the back iron. Rebound tipped out long, controlled by Forbes. Forbes with the basketball back over to Eisma. Eisma missed it. Rebound O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell into the front court. O'Donnell, Franken. Franken driving in. Shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Winterfeld. And Winterfeld is fouled on the play. Marcus will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. 39-33, and that's foul number three now on Brian Forbes. So he'll check out of the basketball game. Our score. Dort College down six. Two free throws on the way for Winterfeld. Winterfeld's first free throw, up and good. He's got another one on the way. This is a one and one, by the way, beg your pardon. Winterfeld now 9 points, 39-34 pending another free throw. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Second free throw by Winterfeld is off the mark, no good. And Dort College will play defense as Briarcliff has the ball and a five-point lead. Right side, Erdman. Erdman down to the baseline. Reach-in foul called on Andrew O'Donnell. And I believe that's foul number two on O'Donnell. Our officials tonight, Joe Wells, Bo Heiss, and Chris Ladwig. Free throws on the way for Eric Erdman. Two free throws for the 5'11 sophomore from Forest City. First one is up and good. He was the freshman of the year last year in the conference. Extends the lead back to six with another free throw coming. He's a 93% free throw shooter this season. He's now 50 of 54. Another free throw on the way for Erdman. This one's up and good. So Erdman makes them both. He's got five. And the defenders, after getting the lead down to two at 35-33, been outscored 6-1 and trail 41-34. Into the front court with the basketball is Henriksen. Henriksen trying to get the entry pass to Franken. Franken finds Winterfeld. Winterfeld reverses Terpstra. Terpstra right baseline. Alex gives it back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld in traffic. His shot is good. Marcus Winterfeld with 11 points. Defenders trail by 5, 41-36. Three-pointer on the way by Wilchin. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken by Terpstra. Terpstra to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen, short shot in the lane, no good, but a foul called, a push on the rebound. That's going to go on Henriksen. That's number two on him. And Erdman will shoot more free throws. Erdman averaging 21.8 points per game. He's been quiet thus far. He's got a three and a couple of free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics by Boren Sons of Boyden, Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settle. You'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Second free throw by Erdman is good, so he made them both. He's got 7 points now. Last four have come from the free throw line. And Briarcliff leads by 7, 43-36. In the backcourt with the basketball is Henriksen. Henriksen takes it across the timeline. Alec gives it up. Franken, Feenstra. Feenstra working on Wilchin, double teamed. Feenstra's shot hangs on the rim, won't fall through. Rebound taken away by Jordan Comstock. Comstock with the basketball, Graves. Graves at the free throw line. Graves back over to Erdman. Erdman, long three, good. Eric Erdman with the three-point bucket. He's got 10, and the defenders trail by 10, 46-36. So the run by Dort College answered by a run by the Briarcliff Chargers, and they lead by 10 again. 1:25 remaining, first half. Winterfeld trying to feed it back over to Terpstra. Here come the Chargers. Shane Graves with it. Graves driving in, puts it up, blocked by Franken, but a foul called on Franken. Shane Graves will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot two free throws. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore, with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Wave off the basket. We have a lane violation called on Briarcliff. So Graves missed the first free throw. And a lane violation keeps the difference at 10. 46-36. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen takes it across timeline. Alec comes back out front. Winterfeld. Winterfeld three in and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Erdman. Erdman with the basketball. Erdman at the free throw line. Double clutches it. Rebound is tapped out long. And the Briarcliff Chargers regain it. No reset. Shot by Graves is no good, but a foul on the play called before the shot. Foul's going to go on Terp. That's number one on him. And more free throws for Shane Graves. Graves officially 0 for 1 from the free throw line. So a pair of free throws coming here for Graves. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another free throw for Graves. Now 1 for 2. 47-36, Briarcliff extending the lead to 11. Missing the second free throw is Graves. He's 1 for 3. And the defenders trail by 11, 47-36. Henriksen with the basketball. He goes high post over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it up to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra trying to feed it left side to Franken. Ball's loose. Picked up by Briarcliff. Chargers have the basketball, and they'll hold for one shot. Shot clock is off. 22 seconds left to play in the first half. No other way to say it but a lackluster performance here in the first half by the defenders. Trailing by 11, 47-36. Erdman with the basketball. Erdman guarded by Franken. Erdman off the dribble. Driving in, dumps it off for Iceman. Iceman's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Frank, and that's number two on him, and more free throws coming here for Briarcliff. Jordan Iceman, a 57% free throw shooter, will go to the charity stripe for two. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Another free throw on the way. Van Langen is in. Barkema is in. Sampson checks out. On the floor for the defenders with 1.7 remaining, Barkema, Henriksen, Van Langen, Terpstra, and Franken. Second free throw is off the mark, no good. Outlet pass, Henriksen, and Henriksen can't get a shot off. That's the end of the first half. Our score, Briarcliff 47, York College 36. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Halftime numbers, and when I get to one number, you're going to say, down by 11, not so bad. Dort College, 12 of 27 shooting, 44.4%, 4 for 10 on threes, 40%, 8 of 10 on free throws, 80%. For the Briarcliff Chargers, 17 of 36 shooting, 47%, 5 of 16 on threes, 31.3%, 8 for 16 on free throws for Briarcliff, 50%. Rebounds, Dort has a 22-18 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Dort College 16, Briarcliff 6. 16 turnovers and a half. I don't remember the last time a Dort men's team had that many turnovers in one half of basketball. Individually, Dort College led by Marcus Winterfeld's 11 points, 3 for 4 from the floor, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Alec Henriksen with 10 points. 7 for Taylor Feenstra, 5 for Andrew O'Donnell, Josh Van Langen had 2, Leighton Sampson had 1. For the Briarcliff Chargers, Eric Erdman had 12, Shane Graves had 7, Jay Wolf had 5, Jordan Eisma had 4, Brian Forbes had 9, Jackson Lamb had 6, Jordan Comstock and Blake Wilchin had 2 each. Jordan Comstock with 3 rebounds, Jay Wolf and Jordan Eisma with 4 rebounds each for the Chargers. For the defenders, 5 rebounds for Dalton Franken, 5 for Taylor Feenstra, 4 for Alec Henriksen. Shane Graves with 3 assists. Eric Erdman has 2. Shane Graves and Jay Wolf each with 2 steals. 47-36, Dort College down 11. Let's take another break and we'll be back with a check of Great Plains Athletic Conference scores right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Women's basketball scores from earlier tonight. Dort College loses 60-59 to the Briarcliff Chargers. Dort College had an out-of-bounds play underneath their basket with just under 2 seconds to go. Dort College was unable to get him. Good shot, though. And end up losing by a point after trailing by as many as 15. Other GPAC women's scores, Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty, 74-66. Northwestern, a 98-97 winner over Morningside. Concordia defeats Doan, 77-56. And it was Midland over the College of St. Mary, 84-69. Men's basketball, let's see if we can find some scores for you. Dakota Wesleyan and Mount Marty are playing. Early in the second half, Dakota Wesleyan leads at 60-33. Morningside and Northwestern are playing in Sioux City. And it doesn't look like I can access those live stats. Concordia and Doan are playing in Crete. And in that one, waiting for the page to refresh, it is Concordia leading Doan in the second half, 49-47. So that looks like a nail biter. Here at halftime, Briarcliff leads Dort 47-36. And again, Northwestern and Morningside. No score yet on that. Try a couple different avenues to get that score chased down. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Halftime in Sioux City, Northwestern leads Morningside 41-36. Coming up this weekend, Dort College men's basketball. The Defenders taking on Northwestern Ohio on Friday night in Grand Rapids at Davenport's Gym. Saturday, Dort College will play the host school, Davenport. That'll be an afternoon contest beginning at 3 o'clock Iowa time. I want to double-check that, though. The time change always gets me. The Dort College Defenders playing a pair. Then they're back to the G-Pack Riggers. This is not going to be an easy stretch for the Dort College Defenders by any means. They will be on the road for a pair of games this weekend. They're on the road then to face Northwestern next Wednesday. And the road trip continues. Dort College traveling to Hastings 1 week from this Saturday. Dort College scheduled to play Davenport 2 o'clock Central Time, 3 o'clock local in Michigan. And those games can be heard on KDCR 88.5 FM. So Dort College, a four-game road swing, and it's some significant travel, obviously. Grand Rapids, Dort College departing tomorrow morning for Grand Rapids. And then they've got Hastings 1 week from the Saturday. Mix in a rivalry game with Northwestern on Wednesday of next week. So a busy stretch for the Dort College Defenders upcoming. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College on defense. Pass goes right side over to Shane Graves. Graves with the basketball. Graves gives it up Erdman. Erdman 15-footer. He buries it. Eric Erdman with 12 points, and the Defenders trail 49-36. Pass goes left side, and Dort College has just been completely out of sorts on the offensive end tonight. 16 turnovers in the first half. They start this game in the second half with a turnover. That is 17 squandered possessions by the Dort College men's basketball team here this evening. Erdman with the basketball. Runs off a ball screen. Puts up the fadeaway from the baseline. It's good. Eric Erdman with 14 points, and the Defenders trail by 15, 51-36. And we've got a push called on Jordan Eisma. Eisma whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on him. Alec Henriksen to inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball inbounded, and it goes off of a Briarcliff player. Out of bounds, it will be Dort College basketball again. So Dort College throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes into Sampson. Sampson, short shot, good. His first field goal of the day. He's got 3 points. Defenders trail 51-38. With the basketball out front is Jay Wolf. Wolf to Graves. Graves pulls the trigger, misses the three. Rebound taken away by Sampson. Sampson outlet pass to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen passes left side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it. Winterfeld. They try to pass it underneath. That's Henriksen. Henriksen throws it away. And the Briarcliff Chargers come back the other way. With the basketball, Erdman. Erdman shovels it into the corner. Long two is good. Oh, they're going to give him three. I thought his toes were on the line. Jordan Comstock with a three-pointer. And the Defenders trail 54-38. An offensive foul called on the other end against Alec Henriksen. That's number three on him. 54-38, Dort College down 16. 18-20 remaining. Graves trying to go backdoor to Erdman. Erdman kick out pass Wolf. Wolf three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell into the front court. Andrew with it. Andrew driving in, right hand, left side, good. Andrew O'Donnell with 7 points. And the Defenders trail by 14, 54-40. Graves to Eisma. Eisma with it on the left wing. Eisma comes back right side. Erdman. Erdman with the basketball to Graves. Graves with it. Graves drives in. Right-handed layup. Good. Shane Graves with 7 points. Defenders trail 56-40. Marcus Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld to Henriksen. Down low, Sampson. Sampson going to work. He's got back-to-back field goals for the defenders. York College trails 56-42. Erdman will bring it up. Erdman, pocket pass. Eisma. Eisma spin move with the left hand. Good. Jordan Eisma with a two-point basket. He's got six. And the defenders trail 58-42. 58-42. O'Donnell, three, no good. Rebound Sampson, and now we've got a foul on the rebound. That's going to go on Jordan Eisma, I believe. So Jordan Eisma is going to check out of the ballgame. Blake Wilchin will check in. So Eisma checks out of the contest. Throwing it in will be O'Donnell. O'Donnell gets it into Franken. Franken baseline jumper good. First 2 points of the night for Franken. North College trails by a dozen, 56-44. Graves with the basketball. Graves comes right side. Gives it off to Jay Wolf. Wolf back to Graves. Graves with the basketball. Graves step back three. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Sampson. Sampson to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Dort College down 58-44. They lob it down low for Sampson. Sampson, hook shot in the lane, no good. Rebound controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers with it, Comstock. Comstock comes back over to Erdman. Erdman with it. Erdman back to Comstock. And Comstock gave it off to Wolf, who got fouled on the play. Foul is charged to Dort College's Marcus Winterfeld. It's number two on Winterfeld. Winterfeld checks out of the contest along with Sampson. Feenstra and Terpstra are in. Ball's inbounded to Erdman. Erdman with the basketball. Right side, Comstock. Wolf. Wolf, Erdman. Erdman left wing. Cut off by O'Donnell. Step back three by Erdman is good. We have a foul called on the rebound. Foul's going to go on Briarcliff and Jordan Comstock on the rebound, but the basket for Erdman is counted. He's got 17. Make that 19. And Briarcliff opens up a 17-point advantage, 61-44. 61-44, our score. Bounce pass down low to Feenstra. Taylor with the basketball, and Taylor is fouled on the play by Blake Wilchin. Wilchin whistled for the personal, his first. Andrew O'Donnell will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. And Andrew O'Donnell will trigger it. O'Donnell throws it back for Terpstra. Terpstra chases it into the backcourt. Comes out front, Franken. Franken working against Wolf. Franken leans in, off the glass, good. Dalton Franken with 4 points. Defenders down 61-46. Erdman with a basketball. Erdman on the right elbow. He gives it up Forbes. Forbes in the lane, back to Wilchin. Wilchin with the left hand, missed it, no good. Rebound long, Erdman. Erdman shovels it off for Wilchin. Ball deflected out, picked up by Feenstra. Feenstra ahead to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen off of the glass, good. Alec Henriksen driving in with the right hand. Able to stay under control enough to get the shot to go. And the defenders trail by 13, 61-48. Considering they went to the locker room, down 11. Dort College still hasn't made up any ground. They lost ground to start the half. And now we've got a hand check called on Dalton Franken. Franken whistled for the personal. That's number three on Franken. 14:53 remaining. Inbounding the basketball will be Erdman. Erdman gets the ball into Wilchin. Wilchin, Erdman. Erdman missed it, side of the iron. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Alex with it. Alex driving in. Back over to Franken. Franken sizes it up. Three. Good. Dalton Franken with 7 second-half points. Defenders back to within 10. 61 2:51. Timeout on the floor, charged to Briarcliff. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College basketball after the timeout. Pass left side over to Wilchin. Wilchin gives it up Forbes. Forbes down to the baseline. Forbes driving in, trying to reverse it. He does to Wilchin. Wilchin fills the middle of the lane. And Blake Wilchin has 6 points. Dort College trails 63-51. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball in between the circles. O'Donnell feeds it left side, Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken back over to O'Donnell. Terpstra. Terpstra trying to find O'Donnell, and the ball is taken away by Forbes. Brian Forbes sidesteps a defensive player, lays it up with the right hand. Good. Brian Forbes with the two-point basket. He's got 11. Well on his way to a season average of 16.3 points per game. Alex Terpstra trying to answer with a three. It's good. Alex Terpstra with a three-point basket, and the defenders trail 65-54. Forbes with it out front, Wilchin. Wilchin gives it left side, Jason Lamb. Underneath, Wilchin. Wilchin, layup, good. Wilchin with eight. Defenders trail 67-54. They've been as close as 10 here in the second half. 13 minutes remaining. Franken, turnaround from 12, is good. Dalton Franken with 9 points. Defenders back to within 11, 67-56. Got a timeout on the floor. Back with more right after this. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovelman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Pass goes left side over to Forbes. Forbes gives it up underneath. That's Eisma back into the ballgame. They give it up Graves. Graves, three, good. Shane Graves with 10 points. Chargers lead 70-56. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball. Left side, Barkema. Chad Barkema picks up his dribble. Barkema looking for someone to pass to. Feeds it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, 15-footer, left side, good. Andrew O'Donnell with 9 points tonight. Dort College down a dozen, 70-58. Got to start stringing a few stops together if you're Dort College. Right side pass, Forbes. Forbes gives it up. Forbes gets the return pass now. He'll drive in over the left hand. It's good. Briarcliff, no true post player. They just simply open up the middle, give players some room to work. And a hold called on the play against Briarcliff. That is going to go against Jackson Lamb. Lamb also for his second personal foul. Barkema checks out of the ballgame. Marcus Winterfeld to throw the ball in. He gets it into O'Donnell. O'Donnell, ball fake. Nothing there. Uses a dribble. Now it's deflected by Forbes. And it's picked up by Graves. Graves feeds it Erdman. Erdman, shot no good. Rebound deflected. Taken by Dort College. Comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Sampson. Sampson with a basket. Leighton Sampson with 7 points. Defenders trail 70-60. 72-60. Left side pass, Erdman. They get it back to Graves. Graves misses the three. No good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Checking into the ballgame will be Josh Van Langen. Checking out is Andrew O'Donnell. 72-60. Dort College down a dozen. 11:24 remaining in this contest. That's in regulation. Ball's in, get it into Winterfeld. Winterfeld at the free throw line. Winterfeld to Van Langen. Van Langen lost it after he was double teamed. Stepping on the end line out of bounds is Graves. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Alec Henriksen to throw it for the defenders. Down a dozen, 72-60. Henriksen gets it in to Franken. Franken shot off the heel, no good. Rebound taken down by Winterfeld. Winterfeld put back good. He's got 13. 72-62, Dort College down 10. Left side pass, Erdman. Erdman with the basketball. Erdman to Graves. Graves back to Forbes. Forbes driving in. Shot is good. Forbes charging in from the left side with the right hand. Extends it to a 12-point lead again, 74-62. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen loses it on the way up. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be North College basketball. Andrew O'Donnell to trigger it in. And O'Donnell will throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. O'Donnell gets it into Henriksen. Henriksen will revert back to the perimeter. Comes back to Henriksen. Henriksen catches, fires. His three, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College on the tap out. And now we've got a player hurt. Shaken up on the play is Shane Graves. And the Dort College defenders get a two-point basket. I believe that was Marcus Winterfeld who got the two. Or was it Dalton Franken? Franken with 11 points, all of them in the second half. It was Franken who got the putback. Shane Graves has to check out of the ballgame. They had to stop play for him, so he will check out. And with 10:18 remaining, it's back to a 10-point ballgame. Dort College has shaved 1 point off of the halftime lead. Defenders have been down by as many as 17 here in the second half. Iceman goes back outside. Wolf. Wolf, three. Good. Jay Wolf with 8 points. Defenders trail 77-64. O'Donnell driving in. A lot of contact. No call made. Shot clock didn't get reset. Ball never drew iron. Henriksen driving in. Off balance shot. No good. It's good, I should say. So the 2-point bucket for Alec Henriksen, and it's an 11-point game, 77-66. Winterfeld went up, got caught up in the rim, actually. Forbes reverses back, left side. Three on the way, missed it, no good. Long rebound, Erdman tracks it down near midcourt. Erdman with a basketball for Briarcliff. Feed it down low, Eisma back over to Erdman. Erdman to Eisma. Eisma in traffic, shot no good. And he is fouled on the play. And Jordan Eisman will go to the free throw line where he's 0 for 2 today. 9:13 left to play. 77-66, Dort College down 11. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Eisman with another one, trying to extend it back to 13. Franken checks out of the ballgame. Eisman with another one on the way. Jordan Eisman's second free throw. It's up and good. 79-66. Eisman makes them both. He's got 8 points. He's got a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to Briarcliff. Back with more after this.
There are lots of
Dort College basketball after the timeout. Alec Henriksen will bring it up. Henriksen in between the circles. Passes right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Barkema. Barkema feeds it to Sampson. Sampson in traffic. His shot no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Barkema. Chad Barkema with a 2-point basket on the putback. The defenders trail 79-68. With the basketball left side, it goes to Jordan Comstock. Comstock to Graves. Graves to Wolf. Wolf with it. Right side guarded by Barkema. Now Eisma, Graves. Graves, Eisma. Eisma sizes up the three. Lets it go. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Dort College down 11. Chance to cut into the lead. With a basketball right side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld feeds it down low, Sampson. Sampson spins. His shot is good. Leighton Sampson, 8 in the second half. Defenders are within 9, 79-70. Dort College fans trying to get behind their team here. Out front with a basketball is Graves. Graves setting the offense. Graves. They get it to Erdman. Erdman driving in, short arms it, no good, but a foul on the play. So the foul called against the Dort College defenders. Foul's going to go on Andrew O'Donnell. That's number three on him. So free throws on the way for Erdman. First one is up and through, and it's as much as a sure thing when Erdman goes to the free throw line. Coach Ross Dalma, about as animated as I've seen him in a while, upset with that call. Second free throw by Erdman is up and through. Erdman, 11 in the second half, 21 points for the ball game. 81-70 our score. Dort College down 11. Out front with the basketball is Alec Henriksen. Henriksen on the right wing. Henriksen with the basketball gives it to Sampson. Back to Alec. Alec passes right side Barkema. Barkema, they feed it down low. Sampson, they bring the double team. Now a triple team. Kick out pass. O'Donnell, three ball. Nope. Tap in by Winterfeld. Nope. Ball deflected out. Picked up by Briarcliff. Briarcliff with the basketball. Now they've got a jailbreak. Right side it goes over to Graves. Graves left side Forbes. Forbes with the basketball and a hand check called on Marcus Winterfeld. And that's number three on Winterfeld. Nord College tried to trap the ball on the rebound. And then once the ball got out of that trap, it was a jailbreak. Everybody was running for the exits. Briarcliff with the basketball, inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop, tossing it in as Graves, fresh 30 to work with. They get the ball inbounded to Wilchin. Wilchin gives it up Forbes, and a hand check called on Winterfeld, and Winterfeld has just picked up foul number four. So Marcus just picked up foul number four with 7:25 remaining. Dalton Franken checks back into the ballgame. Bonus time for Briarcliff from here on out. One and one opportunity here for Forbes. He's 2 for 5 today. He's a 72% free throw shooter. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Forbes now with 16. And he's got another free throw coming. Second free throw on the way. This one's up and good, and it's back to a 13-point advantage after Dort College had it down 9 moments ago at 79-70. 7:20 and counting. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell goes right side. Henriksen, Henriksen, Sampson. Sampson turns, and he's blocked on the play by Wilchin, but Wilchin is fouled on the play, and this time it's Briarcliff's turn to be upset with a call. Going to the free throw line will be Leighton Sampson. Sampson to shoot a pair. Let's see if Leighton can get it going at the free throw line here. So Leighton shooting a pair. Both teams are in the bonus from here on out. First free throw by Leighton is up and through. Leighton now 2 for 3 from the free throw line this evening. A second free throw on the way for Sampson, the 6'5 junior from Worthington, Minnesota. He's got 10 points this evening. A second free throw on the way for Sampson. This one's up and good. So Sampson makes them both. And the defenders trail 83-72. 7:09 remaining. Down to the baseline is Forbes. Forbes, kick out pass back to Graves. No look pass underneath. Eisma. Eisma's shot no good, but he taps it out and controlled by Wolf. Wolf with the basketball for Briarcliff. Passes left side over to Forbes. Forbes gives it back over to Erdman. Erdman with it. Erdman comes back over to Wolf. Wolf, Forbes. Forbes puts it up off the glass. Too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Henriksen. Dort College down 11. Henriksen, Franken. Franken, back over to Alec. Three ball, right side, too strong, no good. Rebound controlled by Forbes. Forbes gives it off to Graves. Graves will walk it up for the Chargers. Shane with the basketball. Shane Graves drives in, and finally they call a travel. Dort College crowd and coaching staff has been asking and begging for that call all night. Graves gets whistled for a travel. Dort College down 11. And the ball is inbounded to Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell will bring it up. O'Donnell back over to Henriksen. Henriksen Goes upside Sampson. Sampson, O'Donnell. O'Donnell looking for Terpstra. Instead finds Henriksen. Three ball, left wing. Missed it short, no good. Rebound cleared by Briarcliff. 6 minutes left to go in regulation. Left side with it is Erdman. Erdman to Eisma. Eisma looking for Erdman. Comes back out front instead. Right side, Comstock. Comstock deep in the corner. Comes back to Graves. Graves with the basketball. And they throw it away, intended for Jordan Eisma. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College inbounding the basketball. Both of these teams looking for their first win of the conference season. Briarcliff picked to be the conference champion in the preseason poll. Couple players noticeably absent from their play tonight. Right side it goes. Henriksen trying to lead Sampson, and the ball is deflected. Picked up by Briarcliff. Austin Leffler has yet to play this season. And Ricky Williams, a regular in the rotation the last couple of years, not on the roster this year. Right side it goes. Back over to Graves. Graves scoops it up with the left hand. No good. Rebound taken away by Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball leads Franken too far, and Dort College has had a ton of turnovers tonight. I believe that's number 23 this evening. 5:03 remaining in regulation. Dort College trailing 83-72. 11-point margin. Briarcliff in the driver's seat. Pass goes right side, Erdman, guarded there by O'Donnell, and O'Donnell's going to be called for the foul. That's number four on him. So Andrew O'Donnell whistled for the personal foul. So Winterfeld is in, Terpstra is out. Erdman will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. I beg your pardon, just a 1-1. A 1-1 for Erdman. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another one on the way. 84-72. Erdman with a game-high 22 points. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. So Erdman makes them both. And the Chargers lead 85-72. Not enough stops tonight for the defenders and too many turnovers. O'Donnell passes right side. Henriksen, Henriksen, Franken, Franken over the basketball. And Franken puts it up, shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Briarcliff. It's going to go on Shane Graves, and that's number one on Graves. Free throws on the way for Franken. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their office number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker, and by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Dort College down 13. Franken misses the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Franken, an 82% free throw shooter, makes one of two. That's his first and second free throw attempt this evening, and the defenders trail by a dozen. Erdman to Wilchin. Wilchin on the right elbow. Wilchin comes back over to Erdman. Erdman out front, Graves. Graves back, gives back over to Erdman. Briarcliff content to work the clock down. Comes to Wilchin. Wilchin to Graves. Seven to shoot. Graves, 12-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Winterfeld driving right side, comes back over to Henriksen. Winterfeld might have gotten an extra step in there. Franken tries to pass it in the lane. It's deflected out. Last touch, well, stolen, taken by Briarcliff, so a straight steal for the Chargers. Shane Graves has it out front. 3:45 remaining. 12-point difference. Briarcliff has been in control most of this way. Right side it goes Wolf. Wolf to Wilchin. Wilchin gives it up. Forbes, and Forbes travels with it. 85-73. Briarcliff leading by a dozen. 3:33 remaining. Into the front court is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell goes right side, Henriksen. Henriksen puts it up, shot is off of the glass, good. It's a 10-point ball game, 85-75. Alec Henriksen with his 14th and 15th points. We've got a timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. 3:21 left to go in this ball game. North College trails by 10. Briarcliff has been in the driver's seat since pulling away from a 14-14 tie. They led 47-36 at the half. North College is close as 9 in the second half. Open look for Eric Erdman. Erdman drills another 3, and it's a 13-point ball game, 88-75. Into the front court is Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell right side, Henriksen. Henriksen off balance, shot good. Alec Henriksen with 17, 88-77. North College down by 11, 2:48 remaining. With a pass, left side, it goes over to Erdman. Erdman, pocket pass, Wilchin. And Wilchin is fouled on the play by Taylor Feenstra. So Wilchin will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Feenstra commits the foul to prevent the lay-in. And Briarcliff leading 88-77. Wilchin, the left-hander, misses the first free throw. He's got another one coming, the junior from Galen Catholic. Well, Dort College get the basketball, knock down a three, get a stop, knock down another three. You're back in it, but those two things have been hard to combine here this evening. Wilchin makes one of two. It's 89-77. 89-77 our score. North College will bring it up. This is Alec Henriksen into the front court. Henriksen takes it across half court. He's got it on the right side. Alec driving in right-hand side. Gets it over to Marcus. Three, good. Marcus Winterfeld knocks down a three. He's got 16. And the defenders trail 89-80. 89-80 our score. Erdman passes left side. Forbes. Forbes drives in, his shot is good, count the hoop, and he's fouled. Ryan Forbes to the free throw line, trying to extend the lead back to 12. And that foul called on Taylor Feenstra is his third. 91-80, free throw on the way for Forbes. Forbes tonight with 19, Erdman with 26. Now Forbes with 20 as he makes the free throw. 92-80 our score. 2:11 remaining. Driving in left side, Henriksen. Henriksen, Franken. Franken jumper from 10 straight on. And with under 2 to go, Briarcliff will walk it up. Shane Graves will take it across the time stripe. Graves has it on the right wing, gets it over to Erdman. Erdman back to Graves. Graves gives it up to Forbes. Forbes to Graves. Graves puts it up in traffic, and a foul on the play called on Henriksen. That's foul number 4 on Alec. And more free throws on the way for Shane Graves. 10 points tonight for Graves. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra, Sioux Center, 722-0101. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. Graves makes both free throws. He's got 12. O'Donnell in traffic. And a jump ball called. North College is going to inbound in front of their bench. Not a great performance at the DeWitt tonight by the North College men's basketball team. Like to have this one back. Unfortunately, you don't get mulligans. Inbounding the basketball will be Franken. It's going to be a couple losses in the conference at home unless North College can turn it around quickly here. Sampson with a two-point bucket. Layton Sampson with 12 points here in the second half, 13 for the ball game, and Dort College calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor, back with more after this. Briarcliff gets the ball inbounded after the Dort College timeout. Briarcliff leading by a dozen, 94 to 82. Shane Graves with the basketball. Barkema trying to swipe it away. It's down on the floor. Barkema knocks it loose, but coming up with it is Graves again. Graves gets caught up in the air. Here comes Henriksen. Henriksen with a steal. Feeds it left side. Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Barkema. Barkema dunks it home. Chad Barkema with a two-point bucket. He's got four, and the defenders trail 94 to 84. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. The defenders have one timeout remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Commercial Sweeping. Look at it in Sioux Center. GPAC scores tonight. Doan defeats Concordia 80-77. Doan gets their first win of the conference year. Concordia falls to 1-3. Mount Marty loses to Dakota Wesleyan 103-62. Dakota Wesleyan improves to 3-0 in league play, while Mount Marty falls to 0-3. Morningside and Northwestern, they got stuck at halftime. They have, there was an issue with the backboard the way it looks, and they have had a 45-minute delay to get things started with the second half. Not sure what the issue is, but have been seeing some photos and saw some video that they had a ladder up behind one of the backboards at the Alley Gym. Dort College forces Briarcliff to use a timeout. On the inbounds play, Dort College forces a Briarcliff timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Briarcliff inbounds the basketball as we resume play. Ball comes into Forbes. Forbes dribbles through pressure. And here come the Chargers, and Forbes is fouled by Franken. Franken whistled for his fourth personal foul. 54.1 seconds remaining. Beg your pardon, that's five on Franken. I had thought it was four. That's five on Franken. Franken leaves tonight with 12 unofficially. Held scoreless in the first half of play. Both he and Erdman both had slow starts. Forbes makes the free throw. He's got another one on the way. Brian Forbes, 21, 12 in the second half. He's got another one coming. Second free throw is on the way. This one's up, and that one's good as well. So Forbes makes them both. 4 of 5 in the second half. 6 of 9 for the ball game. Henriksen driving in, left-handed layup, no good. Barkema commits a foul on the ensuing play. Jay Wolf will now shoot two free throws. 96-84, Dort College down a dozen. And Jay Wolf, who's averaging 10.2 points per game, has 8 this evening. He'll go to the free throw line for a pair. First one is up and good. 9 for Wolf. Hate to say it, but really, once Briarcliff extended that lead, Dort College made one charge to get to within 2 at 35-33, but trailed by 11 at the half, and just never felt like the defenders were back in it. Foul on the ensuing play on the other end. That's going to go on Brian Forbes. That's number 4 on him. Free throws coming for Alec Henriksen. Henriksen with 17 points. He's shooting 2. 39.4 seconds remaining. The defenders down by 14. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 9 points in the second half for Henriksen. 9 in the first. Beg your pardon, 10 in the first. 9 here in the second. 19 points for the ball game, and he misses that free throw. Barkema comes away with a rebound. Rifles it back outside from his backside to Henriksen. Henriksen 3, no good. And now a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff basketball. Forbes will throw it in. Forbes will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. And Forbes throws over the top for Graves. Graves charging into the front court. And he is guarded there by Henriksen. Graves passes left side over to Forbes. Looks like Dort College is going to concede here. 20 seconds remaining. 98-85. Briarcliff is going to win by 13. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Briarcliff will win their first game of the conference season. They'll improve to 1-2 in the conference, 5-2 overall. Dort College will slip to 0-2 and 5-4. That's going to do it for the play-by-play portion of our broadcast. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Welcome back to the DeWitt Gymnasium as the Dort College Defenders lose to the Briarcliff Chargers in Great Plains Athletic Conference action. Final score 98-85. Coach Ross Dahma has taken a seat beside me, and Coach, just never able to get over the top on this team. Got behind double digits fairly soon. Made one charge to get back to within 35-33. What was Briarcliff doing that gave you trouble in that first half of play, or was it some of your own doing in that first half?
Well, I thought they did a really good job, Mike, of pressuring us hard and shoving us higher onto the floor and distorted any type of timing. I think at halftime we had 16 turnovers, finished with 24. That's a lot of missed opportunities. And, defensively we obviously weren't real good either. They do some really good things offensive, and they're a very good offensive team, and demonstrated why they are a good offensive team. But for us, we had to make it more of a power game, and we just had a hard time getting into the flow of things where there was any type of flow, rhythm, or continuity. And that was just difficult for us to get the ball to the post guys at the right time, get Dalton the ball at the right time. And credit Briarcliff for a lot of pressure. I wish we would have responded a little bit better to it.
Second half, kept feeling like you get a couple of stops and get a couple of baskets and you're right back in it. Briarcliff was able to keep you from doing that, and you had some decent shots. You shot the ball well in the second half, 61.8%. Just too much to try and overcome.
It was. Yeah, we just didn't get enough shots up. Simply didn't take care of the ball like we needed to and stuff. There are definitely some bright spots. Our two post guys, I thought, played pretty good ball. Taylor and Layton did some good things together in there today. We couldn't play them, Josh, along with one of them because of the matchups. That would have been a tough deal for us. We tried a little bit in the first half and really got taken to task on that. But and we just break down a little bit too easy defensively, and giving up some easy stuff. And I think we talk all about these things here, but really what it comes down to is our psyche isn't real good. Kids play really hard in practice. They practice really well, and the chemistry is good. But we've struggled with some losses that maybe we shouldn't have. And 2.5 weeks ago, we were a really good basketball team, and now we're doubting ourselves. And, we can't tap them on the head and say, hey, you're really good. They got to demonstrate it themselves and see for it themselves. And we'll get back there at some point. We just hope that it's sooner rather than later. But, gosh, our practices last Thursday, Friday, following the Wesleyan loss, and again on Monday, they're really good. It's fun. They're receptive. They're sponges. But we just lack confidence right now. That's really all there is to it, Mike.
I'm not sure who it was that told me this one time. That I asked, well, how do you develop confidence? And he said, well, you got to win. You got to follow through on action. And there is no magic formula for that.
No, there isn't. With little kids, you can trick them. But with men, they see it for themselves. And they got to see some success from themselves. And they got to see it happening over and over again. And, I feel bad for them because of the fact that we practice well. We got guys in the gym on their own accord in groups, individually, more than we've ever had before. And they want it. They want to be good. They're just struggling right now in doubt. And you saw some of the turnovers. There were just hesitation, tentativeness. and whatnot, and just got to try to get that out. This trip might be good for us, and that you know, we can kind of get away a little bit, clear our heads. Obviously, we aren't playing easy teams. That's the bugaboo, but it'll be good. It'll be good for us to hop on a bus tomorrow and get away and see what we can do, because they are fun to be around. They enjoy each other. Just wish that their hard work would see it pay off, and it will. And if it doesn't happen sooner, it will happen at some point in time. We just got to stay with it.
Coach, I'm going to let you go. I don't know that there's much more to say about this one. We'll see you in Michigan in a couple of days. Travel safely, and we'll catch up with the Davenport University.
Sounds good, Mike. See you later this week.
That's Coach talking about today's contest. Let's take a look at the numbers. Dort College, 33 of 61 from the floor, 54.1%. 7 of 19 on threes, 36.8%. 12 for 16 on free throws, 75%. For Briarcliff, 32 of 64 from the floor, 50%. 10 for 28 on threes. That comes out to 35.7%. 24 of 33 from the free throw line for 72.7%. Dort College out rebounds Briarcliff 39 to 28. Turnovers, Dort College 24, Briarcliff 12. Individually, Alec Henriksen, 19 points for the defenders. Marcus Winterfeld, 16. 13 for Leighton Sampson, 12 for Dalton Frank, and 9 for Andrew O'Donnell. 7 for Taylor Feenstra. 4 for Chad Barkema, 3 by Alex Terpstra, and 2 for Josh Van Langen. For the Briarcliff Chargers, 26 for Eric Erdman, 22 for Brian Forbes. Both were 7 of 11 from the floor. Erdman was 4 for 6 on three-pointers. 14 for Shane Graves, 10 for Jay Wolf, 8 for Jordan Eisma. 7 for Blake Wilchin, 6 for Jackson Lamb, 5 for Jordan Comstock. Rebounding, Dalton Franken and Leighton Sampson have 7 each. Taylor Feenstra has 5. Alec Henriksen, 6. Marcus Winterfeld, 5. Andrew O'Donnell, 4. Andrew O'Donnell, 5 assists. Alec Henriksen, 2 assists and 2 steals. For the Briarcliff Chargers, Shane Graves had 4 assists. Iceman Erdman each had 3. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with a recap of the GPAC scores from around the conference right after this. Final scores from around the conference tonight in women's play. It was Briarcliff over Dort, 60-59. Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty, 74-66. Northwestern, a 98-97 winner over Morningside. Concordia drops Doan, 77-56. Midland over the College of St. Mary, 84-69. In men's basketball, Doan over Concordia, 80-77. Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty, 103-62. It was Briarcliff over Dort College, 98-85. One game still in progress, and that's going to be a late one. Northwestern and Morningside, a 45-minute delay to start the second half as they had trouble with one of the backboards. So they will be battling till about 10:30 or so, quarter to 11, I would guess. They were slated to begin that second half at about 10 minutes till 10 o'clock. So they're going to get done late in Sioux City. Northwestern was up at halftime in that ballgame, 41-36. So that's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.